Aircheckdownloads.com.
On 95.8, this is Capital FM.
Next, Martin Collins.
The 10 o'clock news, this is Julie Sedgwick, Independent Radio News.
The power of music. Capital FM.
Is everybody in?
Everybody in.
The ceremony is about to begin.
Again. Thank you, Claire. She's back on Tuesday night or Wednesday morning, as the case may be, at 1 o'clock.
Attention all personnel. Attention all personnel.
Martin Collins rocks London with The Late Show, 95.8.
Martin Collins on Capital FM.
How much do we love this record? Billions. Big billions.
25 years and my life is still.
Martin Collins. Martin Collins. 95.8 FM is the place to be.
If we're going to have any kind of fun together, you guys had better loosen up.
Okay, I'm loosening up now, children.
Banderas, this is your life. New songs coming up from these girls real soon. This is your life, and before this, New Order ruined in a day on 95.8 FM. Hey, listen, I really hope you had a great weekend, and can I just a bit of indulgence here. Can I just say hi to Emma? Went round to a barbecue today, to Emma's house. Thank you very, very much for the barbecue. Really, really lovely. I enjoyed that, and thank you for the use of the shorts and T-shirt. Bit of cross-dressing today, actually for tennis. And thank you to Martin, who was my partner in the doubles. I think our competition were well and truly FUBA this afternoon. Thank you, Martin. It's a doctor, so you'll understand that.
Being the editor of The Sun, I have to make some important decisions.
At Brent Park, North Circular and Purley Way, Croydon.
Martin Collins. Baddest boy in town. They can come true.
Gabrielle, Dreams knocked off the old top spot on the network chart by Take That. Number two this week, Dreams Can Come True. On 95.8, the end of a Terence Trent D'Arby weekend. Hope you enjoyed our weekend, we certainly did. Well done to Sue Freeman from West Ewell in Surrey. She won the Terence Trent D'Arby overall prize. And she's off to New York to see him and meet him backstage. All right, 10:35. Terence Trent D'Arby and Desiree Delicate at 10:38 on 95.8, 11th of July 1993. Now, on this day in 1962, this guy called Fred Baldassare, he became the first person to swim the English Channel underwater. Deep breath. He was blue in the face when he got to the other side. No, he actually used scuba equipment. Oh, hang on, Claire thought, oh, no. Did you think big deep breath and then swim? You did, didn't you?
No!
You did.
I did
Lemonade, make it long. Pineapple, make it mellow.
Aircheckdownloads.com.